Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means? It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And one of the coolest things that goes on at GTE Financial is the Techs on Tour. And who better to talk about it than our good buddy, Mrs. Abigail Baltra. Hey, Abigail, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It is so good to have you. Studio audience brought in all their old computers and stuff. She's not here to help y'all. We're not here to talk about your problems, studio audience. We are here to talk about Techs on Tour. But first, Abigail, tell us about you and your career with GTE Financial.
Well, I've been with the credit union for about 9.5 years. Started off as a teller and worked my way into becoming one of the business systems analysts currently. So I work with the different departments on implementing new projects and finding efficiencies within their processes. And one of the things I also do in that role is manage our Techs on Tour events.
Well, let's talk about Techs on Tour. First of all, tell us kind of how they got started. How often do y'all do them?
It started in May of 2011. And the thought process behind it was, let's help our members get involved with our virtual products and also help them with any issues that they're having on their laptops or computers. So we have them once a month at each of our locations. We try to alternate between the 22 financial centers that we have. And they alternate between a weekday and a weekend to try to better service our members. And then they just come out and bring their laptops and computers to us with any problems that they're having.
What are some of the common things that you see? What are some of the common problems people bring to you?
Mostly it's running slow and they don't know why. It could be even that they can't connect to the internet, they can't find a file. And then we also see a lot of they just can't turn it on. It's not working at all.
Now, we talked about this a bit in the pre-show, and I'm not jumping to any assumptions, but let's be honest, Florida does have a higher ratio of retired and more seasoned elderly Americans who did not grow up with – I didn't grow up with a computer in the house. And sometimes those folks have problems that can be fixed very, very simply. Do you see a lot of that?
Yes, absolutely. Our demographic is mostly older members, and some of the demographic, the community financial centers that we visit are, saturated with the older members. But they're the ones that need the help. They don't know how to Google or YouTube to find the answers that they need to help fix their computers. They're just not as tech savvy as some of the younger generations. So that is who we see on and off on a regular basis. The majority of them. And it's great because then we can help them understand some of our other virtual products that they may not have been comfortable with using, such as Deposit to Go and Bill Pay and things like that. So we can kind of bring them up to speed with not only fixing their computer, but bringing them up to speed with some of our other virtual products to help them align with our virtual strategy as well.
I think that's such a great way of doing things. In addition to helping members with legitimate tech problems, we're also showing them how easy it is to use our virtual services when your computer is working correctly. And it's almost like having our own version of Best Buy's Geek Squad, except the members, it doesn't charge, they don't get charged anything, do they?
Absolutely. So if they were to go into the Geek Squad or something like that, it would probably run them for a diagnostic check. It would be pretty costly, anywhere from $150 to $200. We offer this service free to our members so they can bring it in, and there's no charge to either run the diagnostic and even fix it if we're able to.
Now, has anyone ever been so happy with you fixing their computer they've given you a hug?
Oh, I'm sure that it's happened occasionally. me personally, no, but I know that, I mean, we've had a lot of excited members that
Yeah.
That they're extremely appreciative and extremely thankful.
They have to be. Yep. Yep, it is. And
especially those
like
older
I said,
members, yeah.
Yes, especially, and again, I'm not making any assumptions. I have a 78-year-old father-in-law who does not even own a cell phone, Abigail, doesn't even have a computer, is totally against all of that stuff, doesn't see the need for it. And if he ever did get a computer, I fear I would spend many, many hours at his house, which happens to be next door to mine, showing him. But I think it's great because there are some things that, you know, older Americans will find online, reconnecting with old friends, the social media stuff, obviously the whole world of YouTube and Google and the search engines that are out there, and the fact that it's free to our members is just, I just think it's awesome. And I'm so glad we got you to come on and talk about it. And best of luck to you with the Texon Tour and everything else at GTE Financial. Thank you so much, Abigail.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great job, Abigail Boutsud. And how cool is that? You had a problem? Keep an eye on the Facebook page. You know, going to take my computer down to the Community Financial Center, going to walk out with everything fixed, ready to go, and a better understanding of the virtual services at GT Financial. That is absolutely one of my favorite community outreach programs because it has such a great symbiotic value. It helps us. It helps our members. Hey, that's what we're all about. And we can keep being that way when we are the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy and let's stay in business forever. Until next we speak, my name is Jason Dias, and we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.